Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Albert Einstein said, "No problem can be solved from the same consciousness that created it. We must see the world anew." When we apply this quote to our lives, we see that we cannot create abundance by staying in the consciousness of poverty. Nor can we gain a sense of power in our lives while identifying with ourselves as a victim. And whether our intention is to change ourselves or some element of the world around us, we cannot simply wish for transformation or hope that our lives will be altered through circumstance. If our patterns of thought and behavior remain unchanged, our lives will continue to unfold much as they have previously. Making change, managing change, and mastering change is on the agenda of all who expect to remain relevant and relate to this new season in the universe and in time. Wayne Dyer puts it this way: when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Everyone
change. No one stays the same. The young become the old, and mysteries do unfold. 'Cause that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. There are not many things in life can be sure of, except rain comes from the clouds, the sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds do fly. Winter turns to spring. Wounded heart will heal, but never much too soon. Yeah, everything must change. Come the old, mysteries do unfold. Yes, they do. 'Cause that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. From the clouds, the sun lights up the sky, farmer's ground is plowed, people live and people die, yeah, but still we can revive. We must always try. Seasons come and go, winter brings fresh snow.
Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I hope that you are celebrating Mother's Day, whether your mother is in heaven looking over you, or you physically have your mother on earth with you, whether you are a mother who gave birth through her womb, or whether you are a mother who's giving birth to all these little ones who need your love, we're all celebrating Mother's Day today. And I thank you so much for being with me this Sunday night. I'm excited. I am. I got a gift, but I'm going to hold back from that for a little bit. This is actually a gift for my guest, too. I have a really special guest joining me tonight. His name is Don Wolf, Gregory E. Woods, keeper of stories, a sacred teacher in my life, a healer in the Washington, D.C. area. And he's been walking with me a long time. And I'm so excited to have a conversation with him tonight about embracing Mother's Day when your mother is on the other side. But before we get up to all of that, I got to do a little bit of house cleaning, take a deep breath, breathe with me, family. Yes, I'll tell you about the gift in a minute. You hold up for a second, okay? I can feel you, Flacco. Like, what's going on? I'll tell you in a minute, family. I'm not going to keep you in the dark too long. But let me let you know that you were ushered into this beautiful moment by Bishop Carlton Pearson, who is no stranger to the Life Conversations Radio Network. And I think I need some help letting you know how to get in touch with him. I believe it is bishopcarltonpearson.com. If not, I'm sure my producer behind the scenes is going to correct me and make sure we can get that information. But that is Bishop Carlton Pearson. And he is so beautiful, singing Everything Must Change. Love that song. Changes and transitions are a big part of living. And the older you get, the more you got to get used to it. So I like to have a beautiful song to remind me of that message whenever I need it. So let me greet all of you. There's so many of you on the phone lines and in the chat room. I see Kathleen Cole and Joan Sunday. I'm going to use my intuitive gifts. Is that Joan Sunday really Joan Bunny? I don't know, but I feel a lot of energy coming over there. And on the phone lines, you beautiful people who are hanging out with me this Sunday night, Tanya, Sweet Tea from D.C., Glowing Gooch. My guest Don Wolf is in the house. I have Hillary. I have Dear Sarah. And this 301 number that I don't recognize. But I'm gonna do some background and see if I can figure out who you are. But welcome, family. Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. You can join this party. I hope you do by calling in 347-426-3346. But before we get down to the show, I want to say thank you to my beautiful family over here at Life Conversations Radio Network. I want to thank Life Coach Today for manning the phone lines for me, screening calls, and also just making sure that I'm grounded and balanced while I'm jumping up and down at this moment. You can find him Monday through Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern, on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Life Coach Today serves soul food for your consciousness when you tune in. And you can also find me there around 1. I break down the energy of the day. Then we have the play experience with Mbasa Safera on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern. Have you played with yourself today? Do you passionately love and appreciate you? If not, you could take a trip on a playground and get in touch with deeply loving yourself. Then there's Ancestral Blueprints on the last Wednesday of the month with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today. Learn how the unacknowledged truth in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. And then you have me, The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan at 8 p.m. Eastern on Sundays. This is the place and the space to take an interactive, fun approach to getting to know who you really are and learning how to embrace all of you through the use of introspective tools like tarot, medicine cards, and black angel cards. I weave stories, use numbers, cards, music, books, and movies to provide you with a new outlook to experience the best in your life. You're reclaiming your me power when you join me on Sunday nights. The call-in number is 347 646-326-3346, or you can post your questions on a Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan Sand like page. To stay up with what's going on at Life Conversations Radio Network, feel free to go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. You'll find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. So it's Mother's Day, and I really wanted to invite Don Wolf. I know him better as Flacco, so you know you're going to hear three names. So let me just go ahead and excuse myself right now because naturally I call him Flacco. His government name, though, is Gregory E. Woods. His Indian name is Don Wolf. And there is another name that I can't pronounce, but I'm sure he'll do that for me. And I also know him as Flacco. And if you are in a D.C. area and you call this gentleman by the name with which you meet him, and I met him while he was drumming one night in a club. And so he came into my heart as Flacco. But through my years of getting to know him, I have learned who Don Wolf is. I've learned who Gregory E. Woods is. And I don't know how personal he's going to get with this journey, but I know that we are walking similar journeys with experiencing Mother's Day without our mothers being on this physical realm. And each year, you know, we find a way to celebrate the lives of the women who birthed us into the world. You know, we also celebrate who mothered us, who had no biological connection. But what do we do when mother is on the other side? Your mother's transition does not mean you can't celebrate today. So I wanted to invite my dear brother and friend and teacher to help us to learn how to keep the spirit of our mothers alive. The celebration doesn't have to cease because she's on the other side. Gregory E. Woods, Don Wolf, is a musician, a writer, a social activist, and a keeper of stories. He has been learning and enjoying stories as a boy and continues learning new stories and asking questions of ancestors and himself. Ancestors become stories, he says, and the living listen to each other's stories, and the stories are told to children who will become more than old people and become elders. He makes it his sacred duty to provide guidance on life's journey by creating sacred space for healing. And I'd like to invite him into the sacred space right now. Don Wolf, a.k.a. Flacco, welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm looking around, all those people standing around. I didn't even see them because of the stage lights.
Oh, wow. See you.
I see people. I see some people over there under those. I'll put my hand up. Hello, everybody.
And that's exactly what I need. All right, are you ready for my undercover gift? Because this is going to mean as much to you as it does to me, and perhaps some people who are listening on the phone lines. Flacco, before the show started, I got an email from a very dear friend of both of ours. And I'm very happy to say on this Mother's Day, I hear echo. Or is that ancestors? Wow. Kari Khalil Green has reached out, my friend.
Oh.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So we are starting off tonight with his blessings, and I wanted to share that with you. For all of you who don't know, he's just been out there in the world for a really long time, and a part of my family is coming back to me on this Mother's Day. So I'm very, very grateful. And that's what we're talking about tonight. So why don't you help me? I know, right? Did
that's
I get you
beautiful.
Good?
that's good news.
He's well. Okay, so yes, I did that on the air because this is my family. I don't front on the radio. And when family comes home, I got to celebrate that. So with that said, Don Wolf, who are you? Oh, and can you please, please tell the listening audience that other beautiful name that I don't know all the way. I know it has Shantae in it. I know it means heart, stone, Songman. But can you share all of your names and who you are with the listening audience, please?
Well, I cannot share all of the names. I can't because of the obligations that go with them, because as you grow, you learn, your perceptions change, and the names come to indicate where you are.
Okay.
But the name you're referring to is my grandfather name. And I usually, only time I use it is when I'm in certain ceremonies, when I have to speak as a grandfather or give a blessing or certain ceremonies that require that depth. And but it's a Sioux name that was given to me when I was some years ago when we were in the mountains. My wife, a couple of close friends who actually, and there was an elder, a very crazy but powerful Native woman, Lakota woman, and while we were digging to build the sweat lodge, we're in the mountains, there's a lot of rocks, and I kept hitting stones and just singing. All that, I kept doing that. She finally stopped it, and she said, "We're going to do a naming ceremony right now." She said, "Kaslako, you keep hearing the songs in the rocks." Yeah, and she asked me about it. I said, "It's no big deal. I've been doing it since I was a child. I always hear the stories in the stones. I hear the songs. I grew up with it. I thought it was the norm." She says, "No, it's not." And so we did a naming ceremony. She gave me the name Alawan Shante Inyawikasa, which means heart song stone man. And there's a responsibility that goes with it, carrying that type of medicine. But the other names that I have, I seldom share all of them. And because then you're going to move into my African bloodline and the names attached to that. But because Black Americans typically are profoundly disconnected from that, I don't bring that out. I only, in certain circles, if I leave the country, I'll use my my African names. Mm. Maybe I shouldn't have said that on Mother's Day.
Well, you know,
but
I think it's interesting that you've got the, I think the bloodlines are really important here, because your ability to know your names and to know the lines from which you come from, I believe, gives you stronger footing on the earth and the ability to walk it in your purpose. And that's what I really want to help people do tonight, particularly if their mothers are not physically with them. Try to find ways that they can stay grounded and feel the connection to their mother when they go to the other side. So whether you feel comfortable sharing, I've never heard your African name. I mean, that would be a big blessing on this show, but I'm not going to get in your business.
Well, you know why the name Flaco stuck was because when I was first started out professionally as a musician, I was living in North Africa, and I was a skinny kid, and it's Spanish that means the skinny one. But because I was so committed and focused on the music, and I had been trained 4 or 5 years prior by an aunt how to be celibate, by the time I was 18, 19, 20 years old, the name stuck because when I was performing, they were always putting the most beautiful Arabic women in front of me, prostitutes and everything. Even pimps used to marvel at my ability to hold my energy and focus so deeply on the music, and the name stuck. And so people all around the globe have known me. That's why the name, that's the history behind it. And as much as I try, as I've gotten older, I can't get rid of it. So I have to acknowledge that, because it's a spiritual responsibility to be able to hold your sacred energy. And the sexual energy is the strongest energy that we have. And one of the major problems that many people, if they trace it and go very deep inside themselves, who are in the Christian walk, is a strange thing, and I mention this because these are conversations I used to have with my mother, there was a distancing from Jesus in the teachings, how we were told him about him, was that he did not marry. And so when I was probing deep inside of myself in my 30s, I had told my mother that if Jesus ever came here, I would never consult him on the deeper things of life, because if it's true that he did not engage in sexual relationships with a woman or with his wife, then he missed out on the largest part of life. And all the mysteries and the fascinations and beautiful things that come from living come from that energy. And my mother was disturbed at first, and then she pondered it, because she didn't waste words, and she said, "You're right." And see, I'm the firstborn. I was breastfed. And that means a great deal. And people minimize it, particularly in Western cultures. But the significance and profundity of what that means, as I've lived it out, has carried all the way through the time when my mother got sick, and then we had to take care of her for those four or five months, and even into the day she died. So one of the questions that I'm learning that is important is, what connected you to your mother while she was alive? Was it the humor? Was it her breast? Was it her voice? Was it a combination of things? And those things are energies. And there's a proverb, I think I say it right, that the way a child knows his mother is through her breast, and the way a child learns his father is through his mother. And so, how do we look at the world? Are we going to look at the world through straight lines where there's this division, everything's lined up here? Or do we look at it the way our mother presented life to us, through the circle of her arms around us, where her breath circulated in her body and out on you? And I remember the way mommy's breath was on my ear as a baby. And so as a man, I had these conversations about what that meant, what that felt like, about being breastfed. And so I'm saying it because it, I don't know who's listening, but it's important to find out what are the tangible and intangible things that connected you with your mother before she died. Because those are the things that will resonate with you. They follow you. So, but I'm in a fresh stage, because mommy only died April 8th, last month, a little over a month ago. And so Mother's Day came today, and I sat there, and I felt the grief come. And then there was a calmness that mommy and I always had between us. And I just start talking to her very briefly. And I just, one of my favorite things, probably my favorite things to say to mommy, is what I said to her a lot when she was sick. And I would just get in her ear, and I would say, "Hi, Mommy." And she would go, "Hi, Gregory." And we could sit for another hour and not say a word while she was sick, because it was the sound of our voices was the breath between us. And the breath between us, which originally extended from the other side to this side, now it's doing the exact same thing again, but it's doing differently. So I've expected Mommy to visit. In fact, one of my brothers asked me, has Mommy come to see you? Have you seen her? And, Celeste?
Yes.
Can you hold 1 second?
Wow. And, I'll keep
and
it going.
Carry,
go ahead.
Carry that, because my father just walked in.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
1 second. Hi.
No, you're fine. Go ahead. All right. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan with Gregory E. Woods, a.k.a. Flacco, a.k.a. Don Wolf, and Mr. Woods, the elder of the family, has just stepped into the room. Don't know if he'll join the conversation. But one of the things that I will say while we're taking this mini break is that I have grown listening to these stories slightly shifting with, as Gregory stated, that his mama transitioned a month ago and that he was still fresh in his grief. When I know that when it was my first Mother's Day, I did not have the ability to speak as he's speaking now. But I am going to take a moment for the pause, to take a break, and we'll get situated and come right back to you with more from Keeper of Stories on the Celestial Show. You can join the party, 347-426-3346. And I'll be right back. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
For your own personal sponsorship package, go to or send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F-word. How about you?
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. And we are embracing Mother's Day when our mothers are on the other side. One of the practical pieces that I've learned through my journey is to pay attention to what is around me. And I mean messages and synchronicities can come from anywhere. And before I have Don Wolf join me, I wanted to share with my family here a moment that I experienced on my walk in the world. There was a woman singing on the bus. And at first, I really thought she was crazy. I was just like, why is she singing? But there was something about the tone with which she was singing that took me home somewhere, though I didn't know the words she was singing.
Okay, can you sing this song for me?
Oh, man, yeah, oh, bye, bye. Oh, man, yeah, oh, Baba. If it do marry, I should break her, yeah. Oh, she the Baba, oh, so she did to me, lots of. Oh, my baby, me, oh, my red bara. Oh, man, yeah, oh, Baba. Baby, give thanks to God. Daddy, you are worthy of our praise.
Yes.
You are worthy of our praise.
Yes.
You have done it to the king. You have done it to everybody. You are the only one that needs to be honored. You are the only one to thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, my dear, Baba, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mama. Thank you, Mama. I needed you today.
Baba.
She was just singing on the bus. And the song, it was tearing me up. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, that's what happens when you decide to surrender to the moment and how you're able to get sacred messages from the other side. I do believe that there are people who are walking the earth, who are earth angels, who are messengers. And I was so grateful in that moment that I did not discount the song that she was singing. And I'm actually going to ask Ade to step in here for a second. No, he doesn't know about this, but he's quick on his feet because she is a woman from his tribe, and I'm hoping he can tell us what that song means. And I also want to wish him a happy Mother's Day because we didn't get to say hi yet. Life Coach Ade, are you there?
You know what? Hey, Celeste, how are you?
I'm fine. Okay, so Ade, I wish I had gotten her name, but can you tell me what was the rough meaning of that song and what culture she's coming from? Of course, I can say it, but I prefer to hear it from you, a son of the land.
Okay, well, she's singing a Yoruba song. Actually, it's more of a Christian song. But what she says is a praise song. She's saying God deserves to be praised. Oludumaru, which means God, the Creator, the Most High. She's from Nigeria in a tribe known as Yoruba. And there's another part in the song where she says, you do for the king and the queens and everybody else, you deserve the praise. So it's really a praise song. She must have been sitting in a bus just reflecting on God, and the song must have welled up in her, I guess. So, you know, gratitude is very powerful. So she got to share it with you.
She got to share it with me, and I get to continue to share it with you. And I want to say happy Mother's Day to you and ask you, what are some things that you're doing to acknowledge your mama? I know she's on the other side.
Yes. Well, I keep her picture around. I mean, I updated my profile page and put her on there, but that was just a, you know, as I say happy Mother's Day to the mothers, all mothers and the motherly figures, I put that up there for a reminder of who my mother is to me. And I also have a picture of her around in my room, so I look at it every now and then and say, hey, Mom, I talk to her. You know, I just sometimes when I'm just going through a challenge or if I'm just need some inspiration, I say to her, Mom, what should I do? Tell me what to do. I just keep the line of communication open because I know it's important. When my mother was alive, I didn't really feel like she understood me. And I went through the experience of that because her saying that she wanted me to be a doctor. And she probably
and you
still
are.
Wanted me to be a doctor. I know. She didn't quite get it. But I'm sure she does now. And so basically, but now I have a better relationship. And really, it's always about me anyway. Always about me. I've changed how I see her, how I saw her, what I think she should have done or shouldn't do, and just recognize she did the best with what she had. And who am I to judge her and say she didn't accept me? What was important for me was to accept me. And so now, you know, I see her as an ancestor, as Don Wolf was saying earlier, you know, somebody on the other side, the spirit is guiding me, the whispers in my ears that come to me, my dream, and my brother and sisters, we're always talking about her. You know, we still recognize her birthday. We all call each other a mom's birthday. And just to keep that legacy alive, her spirit alive, in our own consciousness, in our own awareness, rather than she's gone. Because she didn't go anywhere. She just left the body.
I know that's right. And I'm going to embarrass you one more before I let you run out of here.
Okay.
Life Coach today posted something really beautiful on his wall, and I'd like to read it in honor of my mom and all the mothers and all of us who are mothers. So I'm just going to read your words real quick. From Life Coach today, as we celebrate Mother's Day today, do not allow yourself to be sucked into the illusion that because you didn't give birth a child through your womb, because you didn't birth a child through your womb, you are not a mother. The truth is, every woman is a mother. In fact, we all are mothers. We are all birthing the divine ideas of God, Goddess, every day and in every way. Celebrate the divine feminine that is within each and every one of us, and continue to be the giver of love and be the space and place where God, Goddess, gets to represent itself. Happy Mother's Day. Thank you, Life Coach Day. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. Thank you. And happy Mother's Day to you too, my dear friend.
My pleasure. So we're going to invite Don Wolf back into the circle here. Hopefully everything is well with his dad.
Right.
Don Wolf.
Yeah, bro. Right.
Mr. Wood.
Nice to hear your voice. You know, I recognize that song.
Do you?
Yeah, as soon as I heard it, I recognized it. Mm-hmm. I heard it actually a lot of times. Sometimes it sings in me, but I won't sing it because I can't say the words proper.
Mm. Yeah,
but
you know.
What a wonderful treat.
Well, you're one of the reasons why I'm always in people's faces on the bus, or why I pay attention on the bus, is because there are lots of sacred stories in my travel. So I will take out my iPod, which is one of the things that you always recommend, to pay attention, be aware of your surroundings. And when I was able to do that, that is when I got the blessing. That was on the bus on my way to Brooklyn Metro Station one morning on my way to work.
I'm impressed that you recorded it.
Honey, it's called Vox. iVox. Okay, and hey, look, Life Coach today says he wants to know your African name. Stop playing.
Oh, he does?
Yes, he does.
Well, he's going to have to come over one day
and
break bread.
Before you even try to give me a no, he has some interesting points here. You know, he says, you know, we want to know the African name. It's because of the disconnection. That's why we want you to share it as a form of connection to his ancestors and a way for helping us to connect with ours. Now you want to try that again?
Wow,
and you know what? He'll talk to you directly. You know, I'm going to go ahead and let him in here and let y'all have a man talk on Mother's Day. Come on, Life Coach today.
you said that like you want to put the brothers against each other. I'm going to have you talk to one of them.
Oh, man. So funny.
Back.
Yeah, she is. She is.
Unbelievable.
She likes to cause healing. That's what it is. Now, okay, ooh. I'm going to honor wherever you come from. But I was saying to Celeste, because we're talking to each other to keep the show moving, like you said, I'm paraphrasing here, that there's this disconnection within African Americans. And I don't know if you, it sounded like you said that's why you didn't want to share it. And I was saying, well, that's the more reason to share it. And, you know, and the meaning behind the name. Because, there's, you know, there's so many places we can go why there's a disconnection. But I think by affirming, by reminding ourselves of the conversation, it affirms and strengthens the connection. Having said that, I still honor your choice to say it or not say it.
Well, no, that's a subject that requires some fleshing out.
Okay, and well, I'm going to have to bring you on my show. We're going to flush it out. We'll have an hour and a half to flush it out. How about that?
I wish you would just come over one day and we'll sit in the backyard and have some ginger ale and talk. Because I haven't thought about this for many years. And now that it's out here and Celeste is staring, I can feel her staring at me. Celeste, look at her.
Baby.
But we'll... That should be another subject. I would love to talk about it. And I love the name. I love the name. I like to say I almost said it.
Go ahead, man. Stop playing.
Just talk out. I'm exercising control. As my father say, I'm a master of restraint.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you and Celeste do what you do, and you and I will talk, and maybe we'll have a conversation about it. Because, I honor your choice to say it or not say it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, my brother.
Yeah, my brother.
He's nicer than I am.
What?
He's nicer than I am, because you know I got my ways, but, you know, there's people around.
Selfie.
So let me ask you. Selfies. That's right. That's where I come from for all you people who aren't in D.C. So, Flacco, I want to ask you something else. You have, oh, such a beautiful way of breaking down what an altar is. And I want, as you know, because time's gone by so fast, man. But what I really want people to walk away with is some practical tools, you know, because, you know, their mama still may be here. And I believe that the connection when your mother goes to the other side is stronger when you have the stories to tell, to remember, actually, and tell and share. So what are some things that we can do to honor our mothers who are living and those on the other side? The first thing that came to my mind was an altar. What other things are you thinking about right now, particularly the bowl of perception? Mix all that in there. Okay, you got it.
The altar is important, and I haven't built one yet, but I've been looking in my backyard to make one. And I used to build ancestor altars when Mommy was alive, and when we did an honoring ceremony when Daddy and Mommy hit their 50th anniversary. But I think the most important thing is how you live. I've never met a mother. I don't care how bad a mother she was, how good a mother. But in the first breaths, when mothers give birth to their children, is they're dreaming the best that they see in their child. I've talked to women who are crack addicts who lost their children after 20 years, they haven't seen them for some years because the state took them from them, and would get to talking, and it doesn't take much, and they would go back to when they first saw their child and saw who that child was, and they put that in them. And no matter, even with the worst mothers, you have to find ways to honor the essence of who she was, because if you look at the beauty was inside of you, you can trace it back to your parents. And then you can be specific and trace it back to the specific parent, and then you have to expound upon it. If you haven't done it before they died, then the relationship is still there, and you do it. And I think that's the deepest thing. My brothers and I have been discussing and talking about this thing for many years as we've grown. And now that we the brothers four are in this place, our conversation after Mommy transition has been legacy. How do we live? How do we pass this on? Because our parents... Every parent, good or bad, excellent, poor, whatever,
every parent gives their child a gift. And I remember one brother I met some years ago. I didn't know him very well, but I remember him because he told me that he had the worst father in the world. He said, my father was the worst. And he told me what his father did. I'm like, man, I couldn't believe that this man, his father, was so bad. But I'm looking, and his father's playing with this man's children. And he said to me, he said, the greatest gift my father gave me was the type of man not to be. And for that one thing alone, I always honor my father. And I keep him around my children because he became the best grandfather that my kids could ever have. And that is transferable in all of our relationships. And because our mother, as that proverb had said, our mother's breast introduces us to her. And it's our mothers who introduce us to our fathers. And then we have an obligation, because we either gifts or curses in the world. We have an obligation to go to the best of us from our mother in respect to her, to give the best of who we are, because the breath of what she saw in us is in us. But then there's a very practical thing. It's with the altars. And then there's also the thing that Day said that's very important. It's the speaking of your mother. You speak of her. He said that on her birthday, they come together and they talk. And that is very powerful. And then there's another practical thing of just talking to her. You're walking around, you're talking to her. And if you're like a lot of us, and myself included, you always heard your mother's voice in your head. You get ready to do something wrong or right, you hear her voice. Someone said, what would your mother say? And her voice, her words come back to you. Speak the words that your mother gave you. And there's another thing, as Ade said it too, was the pictures. I took mommy's pictures down because it pained me. And then I said, I'm going to give us a space so I see mommy. I see her face. I was there when she died. I know what she looked like. When she died, I remember when her aura shimmered for hours and hours after she had left her body. And also, and so I one day soon I'm going to put her pictures back up so I could look at it. But whenever time I look at mommy's picture before I took them down, for the past month, I would always hear her laugh. And so there's another thing you can do, very practical, is look at her offspring. Look at her children. Look at her grandchildren. See how they live. See if you can recognize the lines of her, the breath of her life in her descendants. And there's another thing is to pay attention to, as you said, Celeste, to the signs. Because the animal world, the insect world, is always talking to us.
Yes.
And if you pay attention, sooner or later, one of the animals, one of the six or the four-leggeds are going to come, and something about that creature is going to say to you, whoa, I feel my mother's spirit there. And then you take it for what it is. And the other thing...
Oh, go ahead. Oh, sorry.
And the last thing, and I'm learning as a man, is the simple of the crying, the emoting. And I cried, but I didn't. I wound up in the hospital because the grief hit my heart so heavy. Next thing I knew, after a couple of weeks, I was in the emergency room, and my doctor thought I had a heart attack. I knew I hadn't, but my heart, the grief hit me so hard, and I had held it, that it sent the rhythm of my heart off.
Mm.
Go back in, and by the end of the month, it'll be stable again. But emoting.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very, for me, that's, mommy, I could hear her now telling me, well, Gregory, either it's going to come out one way or another.
Oh, man, Flocko, those are,
you're going to need tissues both ways, huh?
You know what? No, you didn't. Yes, yes he did. You are not right. I caught that joke. I'm not that slow, man. But, you know, one of the things, you know, I, or maybe you, you do know that I, you know, have a gift with numerology that really expanded when my mother transitioned. And one of the things when you started to talk about the animals, it made me really aware that I did not mention the numbers, if someone, the numbers that we're running today. And one of the things that helps me with my grief, or when times come up when I'm grieving, or I feel the loss very deeply of my mom, is I will get a sign about something. So, for instance, if you were born today, your birth cards would be 14-5, which are temperance for 14. That's the alchemy. You graduated. You are at the peak of your spiritual understanding, and you can blend the light and the dark to make magic, right? And then it's number 5, the Hierophant, which is Greek for high priest, the teacher. Now, those corresponding numbers today also have animals associated to it. So 14 is actually the dog, which is loyalty. And you know how they say that dogs are man's best friend, but dogs also teach you to be best friend to yourself. And number 5 is the bear, introspection. But we also know, hi Cleo, coming in on the animal part, and we also know that 5 bear has strong mothering techniques, and it's also a medicine that you gifted me with to say, you are a bear, Celeste. Now, here is where my grief is healed. Do you happen to know that those cards, those numbers, those animals just happen to be my mother's birth cards, and that's running today?
Really?
Yep.
Mm.
I'm so grateful I have this body of knowledge to connect with my real life experience. And that's when numerology becomes real, because I didn't have access to that when it was fresh for me. I was feeling things, but the numbers just grew and grew, and my understanding as I walked on my grief walk. And I wanted to get more understanding about my mother, so I would play with her birth date, and I would, so I knew her birth cards and memorized it. And so whenever 14-5 comes up, or whenever there's a day that's running where that energy is running, I just feel like it's an extra birthday present to my mom. So that is one thing that, you know, numbers, you know, analysis actually takes on a heart place for me. And it's a blending of the sacred masculine and feminine for me. And that's how I get through. And that's my quick way of making sure I remember that the energy is running today. I want to also let folks know that the show is being extended, so you don't have to run anywhere. You're okay with that, Don Wolf?
That's cool.
Cool. Good. So, yes, I did just work out the numbers and the energy of the day. It's 14, well, it's 5, family. But, yes, if you were born today, you would be born with the fierce temperance card and a hierophant card. Hey, guess what? We have somebody who wants to come in and talk to you. I believe this is Sweet Tea from D.C., Tanya. Welcome.
Hello.
Hey, Mommy.
Hello. How are you?
We're good, baby. We're good. You've got Don Wolf here.
I just wanted to say hello to Don Wolf and just tell him how much I respect him and how honored I am to know him, because when I first started reading stories that Don Wolf would put out there, you know, I was in a very dark place, a very dark place. And I just want to thank him, because sometimes maybe I would just sit alone and just read his stories and things he would put out there, and it really touched my spirit. A day, you know how I feel about you, my brother. I love you all, and I am so glad that you are two strong men that I've had the opportunity to listen to, And I thank you. I love you, Don Wolf, and you're in my prayers. Blessings, my brother.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I know that. Tanya, before you run away, because you're trying to be cute, what are some things that you're doing? Because I know your mom's on the other side, too. What are some things that you're doing to honor your mom?
Yes, my mom has been on the other side for 10 years. She made 10 years February. I wrote down when Don Wolf said, how do we live? How do we pass on the legacy? And I laugh now because I used to didn't like to cook. But that was what my mom loved to do. And I feel so strong to pass that on to my daughter, to my son. I am a grandmother. So I have to pass that on to my kids so they will pass it on to my grandchildren. Is it easy? No. We've been through a lot. We've had a lot of trials. My mom passed. You would have just thought she just belonged to me. And I never thought about my kids' grief or anything like that. But it's taken me 9 years to get to this point. And that's why I love Don Wolf. I love Adai. Celeste, you know, I don't even call you Celeste. Sean, you know how I feel about you. My sister, you know. I don't have to say anything. And I just thank you all because I'm one person that I was very dangerous and very dark. And God told me to listen to you all. And I listened. And I'm good. And I celebrate her always by pictures. At first I couldn't. But pictures, burning candles, cooking. I mean, you got to pass it on. And that's why I wrote that down when Don Wolf said that.
Well, Tanya, thank you so much for sharing your insight. She always do. She's a regular on the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. That's my homegirl, D.C. Sweet Tea from D.C. is what we nickname her, and Growing Gooch over there. Thank you so much. We are going to take a quick break, but before I do that, Don Wolf, I'm going to throw out a question to you that I want you to think about over the break. And I want you to tell me when we come back about the gift of music for keeping the energy of our loved ones alive and how drumming has played a major part in what you do. Okay?
Okay.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. We have our very special guest on, Wolf Keeper of Stories, who is also a phenomenal drummer, percussionist. He can make one drum sound like many. That takes long years of practice and hard work. And I also want to find out how he makes that happen and what is the connection for keeping the spirit alive of our loved ones and our ancestors. That's the question that I left him with. You have some time to think about that, Don Wolf?
No, I lived it for so long. I have to admit, very seldom I get that question. So I'm going to try to answer it, because a lot of what I know is beyond language. When I first time I learned, I was born with the gift of playing, but the first time I got lessons on playing, I was in North Africa, and I was taken on the roof by this brother, and he told me to bring my drum, and I took up, I had two congas, but I had this one red conga drum, and he started showing me things, but what he showed me was what he told me. He said, you have to learn the spirit and how to use energy, be in relationship with energy, and how to build relationships with it. The techniques will come. You have the gift. So that was the pattern and style in which I learned drums. And so I've had the good fortune of being able to play a huge variety of musics from all kind of places in and out of the United States, and incredible musicians. But in my later years, one of the most profound thing that I've learned is how to play the one note. And I remember when I was real young, two interviews I read, one by Miles Davis and one by Carlos Santana. And both of them said the same thing. And then I heard it echoed in others, but they talked about the importance of the one note, what you can put in one note. And I saw Miles Davis do it on stage one time. He had all this stuff going. He was in either, I think, the second or third reincarnation of his. He was in the second. He was in his electric phase, that innovation.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember in the middle of his show, he hit this one note, and everyone in the Kennedy Center fell out their chairs. And I'll never forget that. I've heard Santana do it. When I got older, it came to me. It just, not that I was seeking it, but what do you do with one note? What it is, it's the composition of who you are as a person. What is your essence? What has it evolved to? And it's a matter of communicating, because the drum is alive. And so you put your spirit in there, but you have to be open enough where the energies, the beneficial energies that come from the earth, come from your ancestors, come from the creator, they come from the depths and the beauty of your very soul, can all come and flow the way breath moves from one place to another. And so by the time that we did the ceremony for my mother, after she died, at the end of it, my brother's sister, we designed it. And the last part of it was the ancestral drum ceremony. And the first drum I played was my prayer drum. And it was just one beat, boom, boom, boom. But it was in those notes, in that cadence that all the ancestors came. It was in that cadence before we got to playing the djembe that mommy's spirit was called to her casket. And in the ancestors, because somebody saw this. The ancestors filled the room. And a woman who saw it and told me what, I needed someone to tell me what I knew. But a woman saw it, and she watched her, and it was the drum. Because the drum is what? The drum is the heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
And it was mommy's heartbeat that resonates in me. And it was mine. It's a reciprocal relationship, the heartbeats. And with all of her children, and her grandchildren, and the great-grandchildren, the common thing was the breath and the heartbeat.
Yeah.
And putting those things together is as easy as evolving into who you are. And that is the drum story. that you asked me about.
Wow. Thank you so much, Rosa.
Órale, no hay tomate, mi hermana.
Mi hermana.
Okay, are you ever going to tell me what that means? You've been saying that to me for years, family.
Oh, when you grow up, when you get older.
Hello, I turned 43 last week. Come on.
You tell your age?
I have no shame of my age. You told me to be proud of growing into an older woman and to be an elder. And I'd be okay with that.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right.
Yeah, I'm proud of my 43 years. It took me a long time to get here. And to have sane, you know, sanity of mind.
Mm.
I'm proud of that.
And then to look good doing it.
Anyway, thank you.
That's a gift unto itself.
All right. Thank you, Flocko. As I go back to adolescence now with you saying that. My brother, my friend, my teacher, who I also nicknamed my master. But I mean it in a kung fu way, people. Don't trip. I'm off of Smartens. Go, what, you want to grasshopper me? I really appreciate this opportunity to share on the air what we get to do privately and what we have been doing privately. Did you ever think one day, Flocko, that our sacred stories and the journeys that you helped me walk into my womanhood and my mother's transition, that we would get to share it with the world?
I didn't. Not in this capacity.
How you feel about it?
I knew that it was going to come to pass, but I didn't question how. I guess I should have asked. But
well,
it's a great gift.
Oh, it is. I thank you for being a listening ear and also reminding me that men and women can have deep friendships that are holy and sacred and work with each other. And I appreciate how you showed up in my life.
Well, you were a great gift to me, Celeste. And then you're also, you remind me of the best of Black Americans.
What in the world does that mean?
Oh, that's another show. I before the hour leave, there's something I wanted to gift to you.
Really?
And to the audience. Yeah, it's...
You gonna sing?
Oh no, no. Getting arrested for impersonating the singer one time is bad enough. Having it recorded is another. Okay, that was a bad joke. I had never been arrested.
No. I wonder if you ever been. Never mind. Anyway, yes, I'm looking forward to my gift.
I'm publishing a book. I've got that I have to do. I have to do it. But when Mommy got really sick, I started writing. But what I was writing were not a melancholy recollection of Mommy's life or what she was going through. What I found myself writing from sometime in February to when she died, I was writing what had been gleaned from the fundamental teachings she had given me as a child.
Uh-huh.
And the publisher was like, that's what you need to publish. So I wound up with 60 sections to this. And but I kept writing afterwards. And so in the pondering of or the feeling of what was transpiring within my emotions and my spirit after Mommy died, one of the things that came up was this. And I hope that whomever listens to it finds something within it that is helpful, gives some insight, expands them. But this is what I wrote.
Mm.
Conscious of Mommy. Here, a life with my mother evolved my soul and expanded my outlook. Her dying deepened and expanded me. Her death left expansion, tension, and release. My impulse to see, seek, and fathom, or to be involved with beauty is intact. It thrives alongside the unction to live well and share with others. It, the feeling, is very much like the blades of grass or the dandelion that emerges beneath the crack of a brick wall or a sidewalk. Love, life, feeling, light are entities composed of expansion that harness possibilities and resurrect intangibles within my nature. Death comes thoughtfully through the nature of mankind. Does nature mean to expand us by consciousness and awareness or weaken us through grief? Does the cosmos need the developed energies of my mother for the benefit of others or its own benefit? Burying mommy raises questions in my mind to the four elements. The earth, our mother, the air, the water, and the fires need our bodies for consumption, so the burial of her body is an important decision to make as a family. It is a fair exchange. We use them to live wisely. In the aftermath, where does her salvation live? Is it within me? Is it part and integral to the movement of the cosmos, of life itself? Does mommy's leaving restore her children somehow, somewhere within them? In the wake of mommy's death, have the eternal questions become the puzzles of the temporal life, or is that the way it has always been?
Flacco is absolutely beautiful. And the questions you pose in your writing always leads the listener, the reader, on a different journey. That's what I love about your work so much. You know, you share from your deepest place, but there's still space for us to find ourselves and continue on. Thank you for that.
It is a journey, and all of our experiences are affected. Everyone, they ripple throughout lives.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to see the journey of it. And so it's good for us to be mindful of how powerful our spoken word is. Even the weakest of us can speak a word, but it goes into the air. And
mm-hmm.
all these questions, the ones that I raised, the ones that I did not raise, they're there in the air. They're like, envision a tree. They're like fruits, pieces of fruit that we can reach up and just eat. Perhaps the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is an invisible thing, and the fruits are the questions of existence that we have within us.
Wow. Perhaps indeed, my brother. Wow. Thank you so much for such a special, sacred moment of celebrating Mother's Day. I won't forget this moment, and I want to remind you of something in honor of my mom before we end. I posted it on Facebook for anybody who really wants to check it out. But you remember my Camelot story?
Yeah.
One of the reasons, well, out of many reasons that I adore my mother is that she believed in my dreams. And I know that your mother nestled your dreams as well. And you know, if this was pre-take your daughter to work day, pre-I'm taking off because my daughter has something to do energy in the government in the 70s in D.C. But when I called that woman up at work and said, Mama, King Arthur's coming to D.C., she didn't laugh at me. And I'm so grateful that she took it as seriously as I did because it kept me on a journey of following the arts and culture and everything. But she made my dream come true when I was a little girl, and that was to meet Richard Harris, King Arthur, in Camelot in person. And we didn't know anything about press badges. I don't know if you can do this today, but we went down there. Can you imagine? My mama, as beautiful as she is, and this little beautiful little girl with her. Thank you very much. Yes, I'm going to claim that for myself. And I guess he had no other choice but to talk to me.
That's right.
In a sea full of faces that didn't look like me, my mother was not afraid to go downtown and walk into the National Theater and say, yes, we have a right to be here. And I hope that I'm continuing to honor her when I show up in places
yeah.
to take her energy with me.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to share that with you because I know that's a story you often hear because I love it. But I also want to share it with the audience. You know, remember who you are.
Hey, Celeste.
Yeah, hey, you. Let's take this.
Before you release Don Wolf. Don Wolf, my brother.
Yes, sir.
It's funny because Celeste and I got this echo. I don't hear it in your phone, but I guess all of our ancestors are speaking. But I want to thank both of you for having a discussion, a conversation around this, because there are those who would think once their mama died, that's it. And but creating a space for people to heal, and even if people had mothers that weren't there or weren't very loving, this is still a place to heal. And Don Wolf, thank you for keeping the story and giving the stories out, because I believe life is made up of stories, and we need to keep the stories of our ancestors alive, and you do that so very well. You speak to the soul. You speak to the soul, and I honor you, my brother.
My brother, thank you. Orale, that helps me in this time. I hear in my all of my brothers and my father in the living room, I can hear their voices.
Wow.
It's a rare treat.
Tell them to say hi. They don't have to get on here. Just tell them to say hi.
They're not going to get on there.
They don't have to get on here. Just tell them I said scream hi. All right, next time I come over there, all is well. If all the woodsmen are together, which I know is a very special treat, I'd love to hear that bass hard. But okay.
I appreciate the time, Celeste, and Aday. It's been a great deal to me because it helped me help this conversation help ground me. I don't know if I any other way to say it, helped ground me, because I got to say some things out loud that I have not said. And because grieving for mommy is a new thing. Mommy told me when her mother died, she said she told me what her mother felt when she died. And the spiritual link between mommy and her mother was as keen as mine is with her. And she talked about that and how it went through my firstborn into my first grandson. And mommy said that she said a lot of things. I'm not going to go into them, but this conversation has been a help to me. And I hope with all the people who are grieving and asking the questions about their existence, that their questions lead to them going, exploring what it means to existence, all the questions of existence, knowing that it leads to a place of knowing and relationship with the things that are beyond. There's life beyond belief. There's life beyond existence. And Jesus said it very well when he talked about abundant life and his wish that people would live their lives abundantly. And he said that the works that he does, people could do them and do them better. Mm-hmm. And that's frightening to a lot of people. But it wasn't when I was a kid and heard that, I was like, whoa, that was like saying sick him to a dog. I had to find out. Man, my mother never told me to, whoa. She was like, you want to walk that path? I said, I want to walk that path. And she said, well, okay. And father gave me the grounding. Mommy gave me the wings.
Wow.
And those, every parent and every mother, parents always are given, I said it before, they are always giving their children gifts. No matter how bad they were, whether they were drug addicts, whether they were, the gifts that I had and my parents are always giving gifts. And how they're perceived and received, once you become an adult, it's up on you.
I feel so full right now. I want to thank the both of you. Because on my spiritual journey, I needed the both of you to get to where I am. And
Just a quick tip, Celeste. Something that Don Wolf just said that highlighted, it's something for me. I know when my mom made her transition, I think the second day I had a show, well, I was scheduled to have a show, I think it was on a Thursday, and I did a show. And I remember listening saying, oh, my God, you're better than me. I couldn't do a show after my mother dies, but it wasn't for me that it was better. I needed that space to talk, to express. And I say that those who are listening, who may be grieving a loved one, find the space, the place to talk. Just release, because talking is part of releasing energy. Sometimes when you talk, you get in touch with something that you weren't even aware of, rather than hold it in. You know, grief kills. There's a reason we can communicate. So, I'm bowing to both of you. Thank you so much for what you both did tonight and what you do, and for continuing to be part of the healing of the world.
Orale, my brother. Thank you, Celeste.
Thank you, Life Coach today, and thank you to all you beautiful people who have walked this with us. I love you so much, and I'm so grateful that I get to share this moment with you, because I have to tell you, there's a couple times today, and I was like, should I do this show? Because I didn't know. I'm always funny on Mother's Day, but I knew it was important. I wanted to honor my mother. I wanted to honor her authentically. And I wanted to honor all of you. For those of you in the archive who I didn't shout out to at the beginning of the show, please forgive me. I think it's really important to remember that we are all beautiful dreamers. Carolyn Malachi is underneath me right now. I'm going to allow her to usher us out. Be sure to join Life Coach Today tomorrow. Ian Tucker is a special guest. Your Simple Path, or the show is going to be called The Art of Simplicity. Let's find the peace, the happiness, the joy right now. We don't have to work so hard for it, family. I'll be there around 1, breaking down the energy of the day. Thank you for being with me on The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I love you. Keep dreaming. Good night. Story, dying for the glory, living through the happy.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.